Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. Today, I will be your host, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. I am in London. It is raining. That's how I know I'm in London. And also because Difficult Eyes isn't with me because she's back in LA being fabulous and not getting rained on every time she steps out of her door. But I'm in London because I have been on my I Heart Hawaii book tour, which is almost over. But thank you so much to everybody who's come out. Thank you so much to everybody who has said kind things. And thank you so much to everybody who's bought the book. This is joyous and means I get to pay my rent again this month. So thank you very, very much. It's been really fun, actually. We've done loads of events. If you've been to any of them, you'll know it's been, at least I've been having a good time. Can't really speak to anyone else, but no one's told me they've had a bad time. So yeah, let's just go with that. Special thanks to the pod fam that have come out. It's been awesome to meet up with so many of you. It's just been a really lovely time. I've been away for 2 weeks now, though, like a little bit over, and I'm ready to go home, but I've got another 2 weeks here. There's no rest for the wicked, you know. There's no rest for the wicked. This week, we've got a chat with Erica Shoemate of a company called Pinrose, which is a fragrance company. And I've got to tell you, it's really interesting. I felt like such a baby at science class because I was like, oh, I guess I'm interested in talking about perfume. And then the more we started chatting, just the more I wanted to know. I did not want the chat to end. So well done, Erica, for making both science and maths and fractal geography. Geography? Oh God, see, this is why I'm not allowed to do these things. Fractal geometry, I believe it is. Really interesting. I honestly could have talked to her all day. I'm fascinated by the idea of scent and memory and what scent memory does and how it affects us. I just really, 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 I love perfume. We talked about it a little bit in this chat. I don't want to spoil it. We talk a little bit about scent memory and how certain scents remind us of stuff. And Erica explained the science of that. And it's fascinating. I've been telling everyone and everyone's like, shut up, Lindsay, let an expert tell them. So this is what we're going to do. But, you know, if you've ever walked past someone and been like, oh, I know what that perfume is, and it just takes you straight back there. I find that fascinating. And I love that Erica has created a whole company based on how great of a thing that is. And it's nice to see an indie brand doing fragrance and doing it well. And it's nice to see a woman doing it and doing it well. So yes, Pinrose, check it out. All the details will be in our show notes. To anyone who's missing out on Difficult Eyes, we will be launching at the end of this week, beginning of next week. Can't quite remember the dates, but I will clarify and put it on social media. Our first ever Patreon episode is going live. So if you are following our Patreon / Le Patreon at patreon.com and you have subscribed at a $5 a month or above level, your first Patreon episode will be out, I believe, a week today. I think it's going to be a week today. So she says, checking dates. This is what happens when Harry's not here. It'll be up on June 18th. That's when you'll be able to listen to that episode. And it's me and Harry having a rundown, going through everything I was planning to take with me on tour. So it's the tour makeup special on Patreon. Go to patreon.com. If you can support the podcast at $5 a month or above, you will get that episode delivered to you on June 18th. Can't wait for you to listen to it. Thank you so much to everybody that's signed up so far. It's bonkers. We love you. We're very excited. I've already started spending the money on new equipment. I haven't told Harry, but I'm sure it's going to be fine. But yeah, before I start talking about that, enough from me. On to my chat with Erica. Here she is, Erica Shoemate from Pinrose.
So we have on the line, all the way from San Francisco, this is very modern and technologically advanced for us, but it's very exciting. We have Erica Shoemate from Pinrose.
Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay.
Oh, I'm so pleased. We've been trying to get this. I mean, no one wants to know about how, like, about how long we've been trying to organize this, but I'm so happy that we can finally chat. So for the people listening who don't know about yourself and what Primrose is, can you give us a quick introduction on who you are and what the brand is?
Of course. So Primrose is a fragrance company, and we really use science, how smell works in the brain, to create our fragrances and our brand and make the buying experience for fragrance more easy and make really high quality fragrance more accessible. My background happens to be in the science of smell and how smell works in the brain, which is quite different from sight and sound. And based off of research I did when I was in college and after that, I really found that a lot of brands in the industry weren't utilizing this science in their packaging or even how they were helping customers find fragrance. And so I saw a real opportunity to, A, make high quality products at a more approachable price point, and then also make this buying experience a lot easier. So that's really the crux of Primrose. And we hope that it's a really playful and inclusive and fun experience.
When you were looking to set up a business, what was it about fragrance specifically that jumped out at you? Were you a big fragrance fan as a child? Do you like enjoy fragrance specifically? You do?
Yes, I actually always had been and was obsessed with how fragrances would help trigger memories. They would help solidify memories. I would use rose oil to study for history exams when I was younger because I thought it helped me remember the facts better. So I've always been using fragrance and oils and things like that since childhood, really. And both of my parents are very into fragrance. My dad has an incredible sense of smell. And so he is the one who actually kind of exposed me to this idea of rose oil helping solidify certain memories while studying. He saw some, and he's also really into fragrance, and he helped inspire me, I guess I should say. And then from there, I just would always help friends find fragrances that they liked. You know, a lot of them would say, you know, I walked into the mall and I'm getting sprayed down by someone with a fragrance by some celebrity. And it's this like aggressive, hard sell. And you don't even know if it's good for you. You don't even know if it smells good on you. And then secondly, you know, other styles of shopping, she'll walk in and there's a wall of fragrance and it's just totally overwhelming. And it's like every celebrity and designer. And it's like, who do you want to aspire to be? And honestly, like, I was like looking at this day and age, whether it's millennial or not, I think it's a psychographic, not a demographic, but people want to be the best versions of themselves. They don't need to aspire to be someone else. They just need to be inspired to be the best version of themselves. And so really I saw an opportunity in the fragrance market for exactly that. Just because it was so, at the time, over inundated with this overly aspirational, not only in like the marketing, overly sexualized in the marketing, and then also just the some of the price points on some of the high-end stuff was just so astronomical that a lot of people couldn't play and have fun with fragrance in the same way. Yeah. So
that's crazy. I've even all the years I've spent writing and thinking and talking about beauty, and I love fragrance too. Like it's a huge deal for me. Like I keep bottles of perfume that my mom used to wear. My mom passed away and I keep her perfume. Like I always have a bottle of it because it means so much to me to be able to smell it at any time. But I never really thought about the aspirational side of it. You're right. Like I don't know which perfume to look at when I walk into Sephora, but I would look at Chloe and think, well, I like the brand Chloe. I'll go sniff that one. But it doesn't really mean anything because that smell is not really attached to the brand to anyone else. It's crazy when you think of the psychology of it.
Exactly. And like, do the colors and the shape and everything match the fragrance itself as well? And I mean, it's, I think the reason why I've been so interested in fragrance and scent in general is exactly what you just described. And I'm so sorry you lost your mother. And, you know, it's also so beautiful that you have something to truly remember her.
Yeah, it's just like a truly lovely visceral thing, you know? Way. Yeah.
And it's really cool when you look at the brain, the human brain, the limbic system is where your emotions and smell are located. And it's those three things. And they're so tightly linked that when you smell something, you're instantly instantly brought back to a memory. If you have an association, you're instantly brought back to that memory, and there's actually no way to think yourself out of it. So there's no stopping points in your brain where you can say, cognitively, actually, I don't have that association. It's just a direct hit, which is different from how other parts of the brain work. Yeah. So it's just so powerful. It's really hard to describe. Like, a lot of people, one of the challenges I found when helping friends find fragrances is, you know, a lot of people tend to want something fresh and something that's not too strong. And that means something different to everyone. And that's one of the really hard pieces of the category, is that there really is a lack of vocabulary around scent, and even how scientists measure it, let alone how customers and people want describe what they might like.
Yeah.
So that's really where we, as a brand, try to help bridge that. And we use colors, shapes, sounds, emotions, to really help tap into that piece with people. So, and help her make that buying experience a little easier.
That's awesome. So how did you come up with the name? Cause it's such a cute, lovely name.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's a little bit nerdy, actually.
We love it. The massive nerds. That's our favorite thing.
Oh, nice. I actually also studied fractal geometry and, loved the idea that this new math could closely represent nature with the images that these equations would create. And so basically, I don't know if you know, fractals are these really beautiful images, kind of trippy looking. When you zoom in, they self-replicate. And anyway, they're all created from mathematical functions. And so what I thought was so cool is that this math was the closest representation we had of nature, and fragrance is, you know, a mixture of science and art and science and nature. And so I thought this visual piece of this could be a really close visual for fragrance. So we picked, my co-founder Christine and I picked two of our favorite fractal like patterns, the pinwheel tiling and the Penrose tiling. And we actually merged them together to create the name Penrose, and, it's actually the design of those two patterns together are on our fragrance called Pinrose. So you'll notice they're like a series of triangles of different shapes. So that was our take on it.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. You do know that. It's like, you're two incredible women running an incredible business and also being badass at math, which is far but beyond anything I would ever be. I mean, I passed math. I scrape through. So I find anyone that's good at math, like, incredibly impressive. And now you're also bossing it in a beauty business. So congrats to you. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks.
No, plus it's just really great to have a good name. You know, you didn't just call it, you know, Marc Jacobs was not trying. Marc Jacobs, like, no, Marc, come on. I bet you're good at math. That's all I'm saying.
That's, I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
Talk to Marc about geometry and see what he has to say. I bet it's not a lot. So that's how we came up with the name. How, most important part to me, because as I say, I love fragrance, I'm a total perfume junkie. How do you come up with the scents? How, if the entire world of perfumes out there in front of you, how do you know what to choose?
Oh yeah, I mean, this is definitely the most fun part, and like a part that I'm actually trying to figure out how we can get more people involved in, just because it's so fun. So the way that we started is we made a series of mood boards, and really what we were trying to tap into is the emotion of the fragrance. And we would use, I'll just give one example because it's quite extreme. We had a fragrance we wanted, we had black and white imagery, there's a campfire involved. We had a song that we put with it, which was a song called Psychotic Girl by the Black Keys. It's very gritty and not poppy, just, you know, a different kind of song from them. It was very gritty, and it matched this vibe that we were putting together with the images. And we sent it to a few different perfumers who work we really liked and admired, and said, hey, if you're inspired by this mood board, please, we'd be honored to have a fragrance submission from you. If you're not inspired, don't worry about it. We ended up receiving like 9 submissions for this mood board, and like we got the coolest stuff. It was just such beautiful art from these people, like so avant-garde a lot of it too, just because of the direction. Long story short, we got a submission from David Appel, who is a really well-known perfumer who's done a lot of work for Tom Ford. And I'd say his works, his perfumes to me are like sculptures. He uses a minimal number of ingredients, and it almost feels like what you'd see a sculpture in like a modern art museum or a contemporary art museum. And anyway, so he submitted what's now a fragrance, which is now called Campfire Rebel for us. And really the process for him was looking at those images, listening to the song at the same time, and then going from there. So we also specifically reached out to very different perfumers for every fragrance, because we want a range of artistic styles in our line. And that's also quite different from other houses. Like there's certain design houses use the same perfumers. Jean-Claude Elena worked for Hermes, beautiful perfumer. His style is so like, is really beautiful. And very much his daughter has now taken over his work with Hermes, and like the style is all very similar, and it makes sense, you know. But we purposely did something very different, where we wanted different artists for each perfume, mainly because we wanted to expose people to a wider range of types of art, and get them excited about what perfume can be and fragrance can be, and give them the different styles so they can be exposed to it.
Oh, that's so, I mean, I'm a big nerd too, so I'm like very into these things. Like, it's really exciting to hear someone speak about something like scent and be so passionate about it, because I think most of us, at least on the surface, we make that very quick subjective choice when it comes to choosing a perfume. You maybe don't put as much thought into it. And then when you actually, like you say, there's entire families and generations that work on these things, that put them together, that it's an art form. Okay, really loved when you compared the scent to a sculpture.
Yeah, they really are these really cool artists. And to boot, they're like crazy organic chemists. They're like, you know, studied for many years and are truly like the mix of left brain, right brain. And one of the craziest things to me that I saw is, you know, you'd think in my mind, when I first started working with some of these perfumers, I thought, oh, they'd see the mood board and they'd have their little droppers and they drop, you know, two drops of this and three drops of that. And like, that's not what it was like at all. Honestly, they would look at the mood boards and then start writing formulas. Like literally like organic chemistry. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is so, how do you, oh, sorry.
That's okay. Very popular.
I don't know how that happened. But I don't know if I should repeat that, but.
Oh yeah. I mean, whatever is easier for you.
Yeah. I think what's so cool is that these perfumers, you know, don't use little droppers and, you know, two drops of this, three drops of that. What they really do is they take it inspiration and then they sit down and start writing these formulas, like organic chemistry formulas.
Yeah.
And it just comes out of their head and you're like, how did those photos go in your brain and come out in a formula? Like, it's just really cool to see.
Yeah. So some crazy genius fragrance computer.
Yeah. That's why there's only a couple hundred master perfumers in the world. It's a really amazing talent.
Yeah, we're a long way from me crushing up rose petals in my grandmother's garden and hoping for the best and just coming out with rancid rose water.
That's so awesome you did that. I know. I'm with you. I like ordered a little kit to try and do it myself when I was in high school, and the creations I made were just,
I know. So, I mean, really, I should have just embraced the Body Shop white mask situation that all the girls in my year were wearing, because it was a lot, but I mean, it was still better than the foul things I was coming up with.
Trying to do.
Yeah. And I was always that kid. It was like, my mom went through her early 90s essential oils phase. I was like, I'm just going to mix all of these oils together and make my own perfume. And I smelled like I don't even know what. I'm amazed I wasn't asked to leave school. It was disgusting. But I thought I was so cool.
Memories of third and fourth grade myself of wearing too much oil and perfume to school and feeling embarrassed.
Yeah, I remember thinking I was the coolest because I didn't smell like everyone else. It's like, no, but you smelt disgusting. So maybe don't think how great you were at that moment, Lindsay. Oh, but onto nicer scents. Are there any scent memories that, I'm sure you've been asked this a thousand times, but scents that are particularly special to you or that always jump out of you when you think of what your favorite scents are?
Oh, yeah. I have, you know, I have these, the most visceral memories I have are of my grade school. So like the smell of, yeah, this wooden gymnasium floor with the, like the clear colored, I don't know what you call it, like the paint that goes over the...
Yeah, like a varnish type thing.
And like just the smell of that wood plus the sound of the creaks, like there's something really visceral for me with that space. And also my parents, just, I think, you know, those are our earliest scent memories. Yeah. And to this day, when I go to my parents' home, I'm always like, oh, I'm home. I can tell, you know, that's so... it's really cool, actually. They've done these studies that show that babies are able to identify their mothers within a few weeks via smell.
Oh, wow, just from the smell.
Yeah. Wow. And what's so cool about this, too, is that every person truly has a unique sense of smell, in that everyone builds their category of smells as you age. So like if you were exposed to apricot or cardamom or different spices as a child, you're building those memories as you grow. Mm-hmm. And so your sense of smell and preferences is actually always changing based off of your familiarity with certain fragrances and how often you're exposed to them. And so what's so cool about that to me is that everyone's truly has their own scent profile at any yeah. given time. It's always changing. And then secondly, I understand why people have signature scents, and there's a beauty to that. But what's yeah. also nice about this is it's really freeing. Like you can always be changing your fragrance based on your mood, or have one that is your go-to, but you can layer something else on top of it if you're feeling particularly energetic or mm-hmm. cozy or whatever it is. So it's, and you can change your fragrances based off of your familiarity with them as you age. And to me, that's just like a really fun part of styling
yeah.
your day emotionally.
Definitely. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm definitely one of those people that has to like finish my outfit with perfume. Like I feel like I'm not done until I have yeah. perfume. And then whenever I meet people like, oh, I just don't wear perfume, I'm always like, what? I'm yeah. like, really? Because I just think it's so fun. Like I get it if I know people who are allergic and that makes me very sad. But
yeah.
people who just have never seen the joy of it and can experience the creativity of it, it's like, it's a good thing. People get involved.
Exactly. And it's hard because it can be so intimidating, because you can walk into a store and people are like, oh, you don't know what oud wood is. Like it's the coolest newest thing. And I'm kind of like, you guys, it's this like fungus growing on a tree. It's not that.
I know. There are so many really disgusting cool, things in the world of fragrance. It makes me so happy. Like when you get down to brass tacks, a lot of it's pretty gross.
Yeah, it really is. And then you're like, why do we do this? Like what about us as like human beings? Are we like, oh yes, let's add these flowers and a little bit of wood and like, let's just rub them on our bodies.
I know, it doesn't make any sense. That's what's so amazing about it. And it's entirely yeah. unnecessary, which is another brilliant thing about it.
Yes, exactly. So, but yet it is so tied to mood and time of the year and time of the month for women too. Like there's so yep. much why we choose what we choose during different times is really cool.
Yeah. Yay fragrance. So do you have, before we wrap up, do you have any advice out there for any beauty entrepreneurs? It's a question we always ask of women who are running their own companies, because it's so important for us to share that knowledge and bring up the next generation of women in beauty. What do
yes.
you think?
Oh man, I have
nothing like putting you on the spot.
I have so much, but I will give you. I'll give you the one that I'm working on right now.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as entrepreneurs, it's really easy in the beginning to be sprinting or be in fifth gear, just be driving as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And there's, for me, one of my key pieces of motivation can be my own self, like inner critic, right?
Yeah.
And that can be really helpful sometimes. And being even in that fifth gear can be really helpful. But what we have to realize is that this is truly a marathon and not a sprint. And so make sure you take care of yourself and use that fifth gear or that sprint when you need to, because it's a really powerful thing, but save it for when you need it.
Yeah.
And then secondly, all of your intrinsic motivators, like what gets you excited internally, like use those at appropriate moments too. Like sometimes your inner critic is the one who's like, oh, you didn't get back to that email, you have to write back, you know, and use that when you need it, but then also create some space from her when you need it too, so that you can be kind to yourself. And so that's what I'm working on personally right now, and I hope that's helpful, because I think self-care is really important for everyone. I think as an entrepreneur, a lot of times you feel the weight of the world on you, whether you've taken money, there's employees relying on you, there's customers relying on you for stuff. And it feels like you might be, you can't even think about yourself because you're worrying about all these other pieces. And so, I really think it's important to figure out how to make that space for yourself, because it's kind of like put your oxygen mask on before putting assisting others.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a good one. Yeah, you're no use to anyone if you can't hold it together yourself. So
exactly.
You've got to look after yourself.
And it's tough, but that would be my advice for today.
No, that's excellent. I feel like I want to call you every day and get a different piece of advice.
Oh my gosh.
That was really helpful. Would that be okay?
We'll see how much I'm messing up and how I'm trying to fix it.
We can share that too, because that's helpful to me right now. I'm just literally sat here going like, oh my God, you're so right. I don't have to reply to that email today. Everything's going to be okay. The world won't end.
And like create your boundaries and how you best can work. Well, thank you. It's so fun talking to you.
Oh, I'm so pleased we were able to do this. It's so helpful. Tell everyone where they can find us and where they can find Pinrose.
Of course. So we are at pinrose.com. It's PINROSE.com. We are also on Instagram at pinrosesense. And we also sell through Sephora in retail and then at sephora.com as well.
Amazing. That's so exciting and just really such a joy to chat. I want to nerd out about fragrance with you forever. I feel like you know all of the things and I would like to know more of them.
Same here. Thank you. This was so fun.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We'll speak to you again soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I honestly could have talked to Erica for so long. I know I always say that, but it was so lovely. We had a Skype chat, which is, I usually like to do things face to face, but I really wanted to chat to Erica about everything she's done with Pinrose because I think it's awesome. Fragrance is a really hard arena to break into and do it well. And it was fascinating to me that she's managed to do that and do it in such an individual way. But I honestly really want to just be like, can I just come to your house and have a cup of tea and you can like show me every scent and explain to me why it makes me feel and think the things that it does. We did like chat for ages after we recorded. I think I might have invited her to come and stay at my house, which might have been a bit too far. Apologies, Erica. You are very welcome, but I feel like I get over familiar with some people and try to make them my best friend. They might not want to be. But you are very welcome anytime. Come and hang out with us in LA. We'd love that. But yeah, check out pinrose.com. And the scents, as Erica mentioned, are in Sephora as well, so you can check them out there. But just so delighted by the whole experience of what Pinrose is and what they're doing. So thank you for sharing your wisdom with us, Erica. This week's highlight of the week, I feel like there are so many I could choose because I am on my book tour and I have been posting my makeup quite often. And the things that people keep commenting on are my skin. And I think that's mostly just fabulous lighting because my skin, to my eye, is grey right now. It is so tired, it's not even funny. But if my skin looks good, it's because I've been using the Clinique Moisture Surge Overnight Mask, which I've actually been loving. I completely forgot to bring my Elemis Pro Collagen mask, which I love, actually love, and usually sleep in when my skin is tired. But I forgot to bring it. And instead, I grabbed the Clinique Moisture Surge Overnight Mask and actually was given it by Ms. Emma Guns. She was like, try this, it'll sort you out. And it has, and I love it. And it's just very, very, very moisturizing. You do need to wash it off in the morning. You can't put anything on top of it because it'll just pill. But it was just absolutely gorgeous for calming and moisturizing my skin. So that is definitely a win. The other thing people have commented on has been my eye makeup. Loads of love for my eye makeup. And I was surprised because I consider myself shat at eye makeup. But what I've been using basically, I guess this is a joint highlight for all of the products, is the Fenty Eye Primer. Then primarily the Tom Ford New Dip Quad. I've used a couple of the others. I brought all three of my favorite Tom Ford quads. I've got Double Indemnity, Body Heat, and New Dip. But mostly I've been using New Dip. With one night I did a grey smoky eye, I think, with Double Indemnity. But it's been mostly a New Dip, so like a neutral, browny, pretty smoky eye with the Kat Von D Cake eyeliner pencils as tight liner and eyeliner, then smudged out all the way around the eye. Then what I've been using for sparkles is the Glossier Play Glitter Gelée in Bijou Bijou, which has just been amazing. So everyone that's been like, what's sparkly on your eyes? What's sparkly on your eyes? It's the Glossier Play Glitter Gelée Bijou Bijou. It's awesome. I love it. I want all of the colours now. I'm very, very, very big fan of that. And that's been the thing I think that everyone's been captured by, that have been like, ooh, what's on your eyes? And then I've just been using my Lash Paradise mascara, of which I've already bought three, and then the Glossier Lash Slick mascara on the lower lashes, because I love that on the lower lashes. And that's been it. Obviously, Urban Decay Brow Blade on my brows, just to tidy them up. And then sometimes I've been using my Hourglass Ambient Strobe Powder Highlighter on the inside corner, if I've had the time. Quite often I haven't had a lot of time, so it's just been like, swipe on the top two colours of New Dip, blend those in, whack on all the eyeliner, smudge that out, get out the door. And that takes like less than 5 minutes. So New Dip and Glossier Play Bijou Bijou would be my joint highlights, because that's basically how I've achieved all of my eye looks through the whole tour. Anyway, I am not going to keep you, mostly because I actually have to go somewhere. I'm like, I'm not going to keep you, but the reality is I'm already running late for something. That's been my existence for the last 2 weeks. I should just be better at it, but I'm not. But anyway, I'm in England for another 2 weeks, so if you have any shopping hints or tips, things that I should be buying before I go back that aren't food related, because I have to get married in 3 months and I'm already a bit worried about fitting into my dress when I get home. But if you have any beauty hints and tips, or even like clothes hints and tips, went into Marks's the other day and they had loads of good stuff. I bought two pairs of shoes and I know Harry's going to love them. I actually got to send her a photo because they are right up her alley. Anyway, sorry, that's for me to worry about, isn't it? Next week's episode, will be another very special episode. Unfortunately, sans difficult eyes, but avec Ms. Nadine Baggett, at last, finally, she's coming on the pod. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing to finally sit down with Nadine, ask her all your questions, ask her all my questions, play with her cats, not a euphemism, and just absorb her wisdom. So I'm really excited for that. Again, thank you to everyone who's supporting us on patreon.com. Your first exclusive episode is going up on Tuesday, June 18th. Look out for that. It's a tour makeup breakdown. Thank you to everyone who's in the Facebook group. We're over 3,000 followers. We are currently putting together the goodie bag of dreams for that 3,000 follower giveaway. And it's looking pretty special. So I feel really good about that. And that will be going up when I get back to LA in the beginning of July. So that will be the first episode in July. We'll be announcing how you can enter. Although you can just enter by joining the Facebook group. So feel free to go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast right now, clicking the top post, because that will take you to the Full Coverage Beauty Banter group. And as soon as you're in that group, you're entered. That's all you have to do. You just have to be a member of the Beauty Banter group. So thank you so much again to our Patreons, to our Facebook friends, to you just for listening, because just listening is pretty awesome too. We really appreciate it, and we love your support, and we love making Full Coverage. Can't wait to share Nadine's chat with you next week. It's going to be awesome. And of course, thank you to Erica Shoemate of Pimrose.com. I will speak to you very soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.